We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up anything you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733, and inviting you to the website. You can go there, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can also submit content to the site. Everything you see on the front page there, as you scroll down with the numbers next to them, those are all created by listeners just like you. In fact, maybe you did put something there. All you have to do is submit show prep to the site, and then others vote on it as to whether or not they like or dislike it, and the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site so more people see what you think's neat or interesting or fun or whatever. Go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. It's all for free. As we continue here, we've been taking your phone calls, as always, about anything. And actually, Kurt is still on the line with us in Michigan, calling about the voting issue once again. And, Kurt, you're back with us here on Free Talk Live. Are you there?
Yeah, thank you for holding me over. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. And I know that Derek J. had some questions for you, and I'm sure you still had a point you've yet to get to. But I wanted to throw out another question to you first, because your suggestion has been that voting is the equivalent of, you know, forcing one's way upon one's neighbors. And my point is that voting is a way it's not a very effective way, but in smaller places like New Hampshire, it is a way to reduce the level of violence and you know, hopefully keep them in check to some extent, more so than otherwise. And I guess my question for you, Kurt, is that, you know, do you pay taxes?
Yes.
So. So you're funding the violence. I mean, you're doing more than just voting to control which direction the taxes are paid.
There's a big difference. There's a big difference.
Yeah, there's a big difference. You're actually funding violence.
If I don't pay my taxes, they will send guys with guns after me. They're not going to do that if I don't walk into a voting booth.
Well, not in this country, but they can do it in Australia.
I'm in the situation we're in right now. In fact, they would prefer you didn't walk into a voting booth.
Well, I don't think they really care either way.
No, they're going to do whatever they want. If they can pass indefinite detention without a vote from all the people, I mean...
And nobody knows it. I tell people that work, and it's just crazy how many people don't know it.
Mm. You know, wait, I thought you said we were on a cusp of a sea change, Kurt.
But, again, I'm seeing, again, people... They're not paying attention to the minutia, but they know there's something not right.
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of work to do.
Right. Kurt, people have known for a long time that something's not right. That's nothing new.
But there's a much greater level of discontent.
Hmm. I don't know.
Maybe we're not on the precipice,
we're not even close.
On our way. And you did not know 5 days before the Berlin Wall came down that the Berlin
That's
Wall
true.
Would come down.
That's true, but
so
then
you,
again...
You don't know if the catalyst hasn't already hit, and it's just fermenting, right?
Well, and again, we won't know what our Berlin Wall is here. Obviously, we don't have anything as visible. So what that will mean for us here is difficult to predict. Because, like you said, people don't see the black swan event, so to speak, the unexpected, before it hits. But you get my point. See, like, you're saying there's this big sea change, but yet even liberty activists, self-professed liberty activists, aren't willing to stop paying taxes, aren't willing to actually do something significant to stop the violence, to actually cut off the funding from the source, which is you and my obedience. I mean, I've stopped at the federal level, but I'm still paying local taxes because of the same reason. I'm afraid somebody's going
to
come in.
I'm afraid. I have a lot to lose.
And don't we all?
I'll continue to pay the extortion until it becomes safe to not.
So you continue to fund violence, but yet you impugn others who would go into a voting booth and would attempt
One
to control the violence.
The other is coerced.
Do you understand the huge difference there?
One
You're paying their paychecks.
And, the other is coerced. And I do not. Well, what the thief does with my money, I cannot. Stop,
but Kurt, right? I really
what I can do what I can stop is not participating in the direction.
But that's self-defeating.
Of
the defeatist statements you're making aren't true, Kurt. Just because you believe you can't stop it doesn't mean that's true, Kurt. There is a perfect example here in New Hampshire where Mark was out of town one day in his town, and they had a vote on a fire truck, you know, like a $200,000 fire truck or something like that. And he could have stopped that vote. He could have stopped that fire truck with his one vote. It literally lost by one vote. So the statement that you can't stop it is nonsense. You can if you live in a smaller place where votes actually count for something.
Mm-hmm.
And so, well, sorry, you're wrong.
I mean, you can't live in, you can't all live in a small place.
No, we can't. Okay. But if you want to move to New Hampshire, then it will be a smaller place.
Big places, because we'd all live there, right?
I'm sorry, I missed what you were saying.
Well, I said you can't all live in a small place. So you're saying that since it works in a microcosm, it's fine.
I'm not saying it's fine, but it's what we have. I just rebutted you successfully. Now, Derek, I think, had a question.
Yeah, I do have a bit of a question. I just hear what you're saying, Kurt. The arguments you're making, I definitely identify with how you feel. And, you know, I know that some of the money of mine gets sent to the state. But thinking just strategically, don't you think there's something wrong with the idea that you would financially support the state? I mean, I think we both want the same thing. I know. I realize
you have a choice.
We all want the same thing.
You do the same thing.
We want liberty.
You don't do it in the taxes that are the same taxes I do it in.
Right, and I'm not trying to vilify
you. You buy gas.
Right.
You're paying taxes.
No, I'm not.
You're evil too.
I know. I hear that.
Stop buying gas.
Right. I hear that, and I want to move on and think strategically about what you and I can do in our own lives to change that, because I think we both want the same thing.
I called to discuss the philosophy of voting.
Right.
And we're here discussing now that I'm funding the state. You can't not fund the state. You're making the argument for purity, and you can't.
Sure, but you could choose to fund it less.
You're going to drive on the roads.
Sorry, Kurt. You could choose to fund it less, but you don't. And, you know,
I
that's fine. It's okay to be scared. But stop impugning other people for trying. You see, Kurt, there are people who are in your position that are so frustrated. Kurt, there are people in your position that are so scared of the government, they're not willing to stop paying taxes, but they are willing to vote. They feel like voting and asking for relief is the only thing they can do.
And a coerced action, and that just doesn't.
Wait, but weren't you earlier saying, Kurt, that voting is coercive? You're not coerced to do it, but it's a coercive action.
When you go in to say vote on a school, you're voting how everybody is going to spend their money
or not spend their money. So
fundamentally, that is fundamentally a crime.
But there are some.
Wait a minute. Well, if it's a crime, then to whom do I owe restitution?
I'm sorry?
If it's a crime, what you're saying is voting is a crime. To whom do I owe restitution?
Well, there'd be no way to calculate it.
Well, then if there's no victim, there's no crime.
The only proper course of action would be to stop it.
If there's no victim, there's no crime. If you're funding the criminal agency, then you're far more guilty, in my opinion, Kurt. You've got blood on your hands. You're giving criminals, the people who actually kill other human beings, money.
How do you not?
You refuse. I've not been doing it for 7 years. Derek hasn't been doing it for 6 or 5 years. Kurt, you asked a question. I'm giving you an answer. Do you want to hear the answer? Do you want to hear the answer? You asked a question. How can you not? You just don't. Derek, when did you stop paying?
2006.
I stopped paying in 2004. Do you want to hear that, Kurt? Here you are. You're talking to two people. There are three people
taxes.
In this conversation.
You pay your property taxes. You pay taxes on your cell phone bill. You got blood on your hands.
I admit it, Kurt. I admit it. I'm not trying to say I'm high and mighty. You asked the question, how do you do it?
I believe that if you go into a voting booth with the impression that you have the right to spend or not spend my money.
I don't have a right to spend your money. Your money's already been stolen.
Why are you making that decision?
It happens one step at a time. I think we all want liberty here, and we can all take single steps in our own lives. Ian and I have stopped paying federal taxes. I realize that it's difficult to avoid all of the taxes, but each of us is doing what we think we can do without coercing others to advance liberty, and voting is one of those things, and not paying taxes is another. I would encourage you, Kurt, to stop paying whatever taxes you can.
Me too. Thank you, Kurt, for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And stop impugning people. That's what is the most insulting thing about it. I mean, you're calling me a criminal because I go and I, you know, play their little parlor game, their voting thing?
I don't feel bad about doing it.
Me
especially
neither.
If I break the rules.
Right. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
Yes, Predator!
Jack?
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of the difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
What did you tell me about it? Your kid and a wife?
Go to yearlymovie.com. That's Y-E-A-R-D-L-E-Y movie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yearlymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yearlymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to the website, freetalklive.com. You can go there, get interactive in various different ways. 855-453, that's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there, totally free. Again, freetalklive.com. So we just had this lengthy and fairly heated conversation with Kurt about voting, and it's, I think it's a good example of how even within the liberty movement, there's some, still some pretty significant, or some would say insignificant, but loud disagreements. And, you know, it's interesting. On one side, we talked about how there's a certain group of appeasers that wants us to behave, wants activists to behave in a certain way. You must be quiet in quiet places. You can't sing. You know, you must wear a suit, etc. And then on the other side of it, there are people that get upset because people are doing something as relatively insignificant as casting a vote in an election and saying, you need to stop doing that. That is inappropriate. You shouldn't be voting. You should do more. Be more pure. But then when they want you to be more pure, they're still admitting to paying taxes and things like that. So I think it's hypocritical.
Right. I think it's pointless to attack people for their different strategies for advancing liberty. Everybody has something different to contribute and their own specialty and you know, wants and desires for their contributions. I think it's great to try a variety of methods for activism. I think that's one of the best benefits of fr33agents.com is there's a bunch of achievements where you can check out all different styles. If you're not into Shire choiring then or singing songs like that representative wasn't interested in having us sing songs, then you might be interested in people promoting free enterprise through lemonade stands or some other method of progressing liberty.
And I think there's value in conversing with folks and sharing your feelings on different types of activism and how effective you feel it is, but you know, to call someone a criminal because they're voting, then you just evolved into insults, and that's not... And I'm not saying Kurt is an insulting kind of guy. I think he's a very thoughtful guy, and I like him personally. And he's the guy who runs all the sound equipment at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He's a great activist. But you know, that's when I think people go a little too far, is when the name calling comes up.
Well, I think it was right of you to point out that there was no victim involved with his alleged crime of voting. I mean, that's what's important to remember whenever any crime is alleged, is ask who was the victim here?
The victim
and how
is...
do I pay restitution? How do I make it right? If those questions can't be answered in your mind, then maybe there is no crime.
Right. The victims are everybody who is taxed and, you know, threatened with violence to support this crazy system. And the thing the anti-voters don't understand, or that they won't understand, is that even if no one votes, it still goes on. And that's one of the most important points. Like, every few years, if you pay attention to the news, there's usually some story about how, in some town in Arkansas, no one voted today, and sure enough, the government's still there. Because, ultimately, until you change everyone, you know, enough people's minds, and until you can bring people to the understanding of what the state really is, and that it's this crazy, violent religion, and it's a monopoly on violence, and it needs to end, and need to be thrown out with bad ideas like slavery, until we can get people to really come on board with those ideas, no amount of not voting is going to change anything. Because as long as you're still paying the criminals, then it's going to continue. The criminal gang is going to continue robbing you if you continue being a willing victim. And until people finally say, no more of this. I'm no longer going to participate in this. You no longer have my sanction by me paying you voluntarily. If you want my money, you're going to have to come and throw me out of my house and steal my house from me, and you're going to do it to my whole neighborhood because we're all quitting paying taxes. What are they going to do in that case? That's when it's curtains for them, not when people stop voting. Because if people just were to stop voting one day, as long as the bureaucrats know they can keep collecting the money, they'll just keep running the system. So, well, no one voted. That means they must like things the way they are.
Well, I know that not voting does not make a difference because the mafia still exists and they never gave anyone the chance to vote. So if voting, you know, made some sort of difference, people would have been able to vote the state away a long time ago. But no, the aggressors still stand.
Right. So so what do you do? How do you stop it? You just have to have the courage to stop. I mean, it's a scary thing not paying taxes. I know any time they could come after me for it. Anytime.
Yeah. Absolutely, but that's why I think it's so important to bring publicity to the issue. Make sure that people are aware that there are people who are going to tax resist, and that way you get a lot more support. I think a lot of people are waiting to do it, but they want to know that there's someone else there doing it too. That
Absolutely.
They're not going to be just some lone victim out there who's going to be forgotten and indefinitely detained. No one will hear about it.
Maybe that will happen. You know, they could still come after any one of us tomorrow, and they'll get us. I mean, But you're right, we won't be forgotten. And if we're together with others, it feels better. And so, you know, that's part of getting together. Part of the reason to join the Free State Project and make the move to New Hampshire is to be around other people some of whom have the courage to stop doing these things. Most people don't have the courage to stop it all at once, and I'm one of those people. I still pay property taxes because I'm more afraid of the local gang than I am of the national gang. But at some point, you know, the more I pay taxes, the more fed up with it I get, the more I want to just say, screw it, I'm going to stop. I'm not ready yet, but at some point I will be, and then it's going to be game on, you know, because then they're going to be after my home.
Well, that's, at some point. That's right, and not everyone wants to do it all in one swoop, because that really does make you a victim. It would make one more of a victim if there are all sorts of fronts that you are now committing alleged crimes. But everyone can remove at least one tax from their lives. You know, if you haven't started to already, there's something in your life that you can eliminate the tax for. I mean, even if it's just buying meals from your friends to avoid what we have here, the prepared meals tax.
That's something there, yeah, for sure. I mean, there are little things that you can do. Let's continue here. 855-453. We'll take your calls. Also want to remind you about the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's coming up February 23rd through the 26th. It'll be a great chance to meet people like Kurt. Derek, you're probably going to be there as well.
Yes.
I will be there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live, and so I'm sure we'll have Derek in live. And as well, we'll have an open mic, basically, where we can bring guests up and have people talk to us in the studio. But the real reason to come to the Liberty Forum is to be around others who love freedom and to experience a little taste of what it's like to be in New Hampshire year-round. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more and get signed up with our coupon code FTL2012, and you'll save 10%. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum, coupon code FTL2012. We go to Dale in Kentucky. Dale, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings, gentlemen, from the state that is home to, surprisingly, such legal luxuries as tobacco, bourbon, and Rand Paul.
Go ahead, sir, with your thoughts. Welcome.
Yes, sir. Earlier you were discussing the power of singing as activism, and I do support that. Hell, I even came close to sending Derek J. some Federal Reserve notes when I saw him singing Give Peace a Chance.
Excellent.
And he was being arrested.
Hey.
But then I thought, again, why curse Derek with fake money, right?
So that's my
point for calling, since you were just talking about voting and what I call the elected power seekers, not leaders, the elected power seekers. The news just broke on several sites in the last hour that Gary Johnson, the former New Mexico governor, and I know a guest on your show, is going to drop out of the freak show that is the GOP primary, and he's going to instead seek the Libertarian nomination for president. Your thoughts, gentlemen?
I don't think Gary Johnson's a Libertarian, but then again, I don't think most people are Libertarians who claim to be. I think the word has been absolutely destroyed. And, you know, good for Gary Johnson. He's probably better than Bob Barr was in 2008.
I don't pay attention to the federal government.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it, Dale. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live, 1-855-453.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. five, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
All right, 855-450-FREE. You can also join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features that you find there for free, unlike those other talk shows that want to charge you for their sites. You can go and get signed up for news updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll find out via email, Twitter, or Facebook, whichever way works best for you. We've got them all over at news.freetalklive.com. And we've been talking to you, of course, about whatever's on your mind. Voting has been a heated discussion thus far this evening, but you can take control of the airwaves. So let's go to Anonymous, calling from Pluto. Anonymous, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Derek J. Hello.
What's up?
Hey.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Ian, I don't know if you remember me, but you gave me a ride home one night a couple years ago, and you ran through a red light.
Okay, well, you're anonymous, calling from Pluto, so I've gone through a few red lights in my life. I can't say I recall, but nonetheless, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I'm a second-year law student, and I'm deep inside occupied territory.
Hmm.
Like, this is the most heavily military-industrial complex state that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I've been paranoid for a couple years, obviously, but earlier this year, there was some private agents that busted in my door and hauled me away in a car. And I've got my lawyer on speed dial, so I'm talking to him, you know, in my bathroom when they come in with guns pointed at me, knocked the cell phone out of my hand and put me in handcuffs. And I didn't go anywhere until the local PD showed up. So I go to the PD the other day, And I'm trying to find the police report, because when the police walk into a man's home, and there was no report that they gave me in their database so far, I don't know. I'm still waiting on, like, the Freedom of Information request from it.
So who were these agents that busted in?
They were not the local police, you say, because you said you didn't go anywhere until the local police showed up. So these agents kept you in your house handcuffed for a while?
Yeah. Yeah, I was not.
Were they bounty hunters?
Put me in the... Essentially, yes.
Okay. And what were they looking... Why were they after you?
There was a misdemeanor charge in a different state, is their justification. No judicial action was ever processed for a warrant for me or my house. And...
Had you jumped bail?
It didn't make any sense. I mean, it was a different state. I mean, the law is that the law here where I am is that you need a warrant to take a man or to invade his house.
Right. Well, if you're the police, the police need a warrant, but private bounty hunters don't play by the same rules, as I understand it. Look, did you jump bail?
That was the accusation, but there was
you're saying you didn't judicial.
Exactly.
Usually the only reason why bounty... I mean, I'm certainly no expert on the field of bounty hunting. Maybe one or two of them are listening could call in and kind of clue us in here. But usually the only reason why private bounty hunters get involved in a case is if there's a bond that is disputed, essentially, where a bondsman will put up money to get you out of jail, for instance, on an arrest. And so, for instance, if it's $10,000 bail, then they put up your friends put up $1,000, and then the bondsman funds the other $9,000, and then basically you're on the hook if you run away, if you jump bail. The bondsman is the one that's their money's gone out, and they're not going to get it back, and so they come after you to turn you into the state to get their money back. Why else would they be so motivated to come after you if you didn't jump, if you didn't jump out on bail?
Exactly.
Okay.
So you don't know. You don't understand their motivation.
Well, I'm saying it was illegal. A private party cannot do these things legally where I'm at.
Okay. So are you concerned that they're going to come after you again? Is that, like you said, you're paranoid, so what are you most afraid of?
What am I most afraid of? I don't know.
Okay, well,
what's the purpose of your call tonight? How about that?
Well, I was going to see if am I the only person that has these, I guess it might be fears, but I mean, I've visited websites that are very popular. And generally, if I don't log in through the IP address that they've given me that's registered to my local address, then it'll give me some errors sometimes. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen them, but it's like, do not continue unless you understand the risks.
Mm-hmm, yeah, security certificates and things like that. Yeah.
Exactly. And...
So you worried you're still wanted? I mean, you're worried these people are still after you?
I don't know what's going on, but it's pretty obvious that there's some sort of surveillance. Have you heard of Man in the Middle attacks?
No, I've not. No, what's that?
Well, essentially, if they control your internet connection, they can deny you access to certain websites. But more importantly, through their server, essentially, so that you only get the content that they're feeding you. So they rewrite the web page so that they're the ones logging into.
So you're paranoid of the belief that they're actually controlling your internet connection somehow. Why are they after you?
Exactly.
What is it that this is all about? What do they think you did? Like, why would they be paying that level of attention to you?
Well, this year, it all started when I was at my local comic book shop talking with a guy who was a friend of a friend, basically. And my friend is a trusted source. And I don't know if you've looked at, like, how networks work, but essentially you can track who's outside of the network and who's inside of it just by looking at their trust ratings. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yes.
I guess I do. Look, we don't have a whole lot of time, and I don't want to rush you here. Well, obviously, you've got a big story to tell, but we don't have time for all of it. So why are these people, like, if you believe they're after you and they're controlling your internet and that sort of thing, why? What is your speculation as to why? What did they go after you for? What were you arrested for? What is this all about?
I think it's about Bitcoins. Ever since I started looking at Bitcoins and investigating them, it's like the heat went up. I mean, because...
Are you one of the people like, that is like working on the Bitcoin? Is that what you're saying?
I've mined a couple of coins, yes.
So okay. You believe that because you're using Bitcoin, so you're not any high-level person in Bitcoin, you're not one of the coders, you're not one of the more visible people that's talking about it, why would they go after you for mining some Bitcoins?
I don't know.
I don't really believe your story, honestly. I mean, you're not giving us a whole lot of information. You're not being very helpful in telling your story. And, you know, I would say you don't have much plausibility at this point. There's no explanation as for why private bounty hunters would have come after you. You haven't told us why you were arrested in the first place. And I don't know if you're really that paranoid or you're just playing games. But thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. At 855-450-FREE. Now, there are some people who, you know, they really are out to get them.
Yeah, well, Bernard von Nothaus had, I mean, that's sort of where he touched on the currency. You know, he was sounded a little concerned that by his use of an alternative currency, the feds or someone might be looking after him. And that's a very real thing for people like Bernard von Nothaus.
Sure. Bernard von Nothaus, however, was the head of the Liberty Dollar, and he was, you know, the head of the Hydra, or like the head of the snake, so to speak. So they cut off the leader. They go after whoever they perceive as the leader. But there's no leader of Bitcoin. Simply by downloading a Bitcoin client and mining some Bitcoins, you're not going to attract attention. They can't track that. They can't trace that. It's absurd. It was almost like that whole call was an attack on Bitcoin. Silliness.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we would invite you to go to promote.freetalklive.com, where you can get yourself a free bumper sticker. You can also find web graphics and banners and flyers you can print out, all kinds of different ways to get Free Talk Live to more ears around the world. So once again, head over to promote.freetalklive.com.
FreedomChem.net. When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomChem.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-round protection. The GPS Black Box Dash Cam. This easy-to-use unit has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed. For traffic stops and all other driving incidents, protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net.
Indeed, it's a fine product. I've got one in my car. So let's go to the phones and the fun, 855-450-FREE, as we go to Ian calling from Charleston, listening to WVTS. Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just got to finish watching Loose Change 9/11 and Plain Sight, and I've been hearing a lot about Jesse Ventura and his conspiracy theory. And I'd always kind of heard about it for the past 10 years, but never really seen any evidence. And after watching the movies and hearing all everything everybody had to say, it did raise a lot of questions. And I was just kind of curious, what's your take on these 9/11 truthers? Do you think they're just basic conspiracy nuts, or do you think there might be some validity what these people are saying?
Well, I think it's a good question, and thankfully it's one that we haven't had in a long time on this show, because people used to call in a lot more often about this 9/11 stuff. You know, I'm interested, Derek, to hear how you feel about this before I jump in.
About being conspiracy nuts, I don't know. I don't like the word conspiracy. I just prefer plan. These people are concerned with a tragedy that occurred. Some people died at the same time. We all know 9/11. And I think they're genuine when they're asking, what happened? I just want to know how this all happened. That's all they seem
to
be asking.
And that's the thing, is anytime you ask questions about it, the first response anybody gives you is like, how dare you question the government?
I think it's appropriate to, well, of course the government has their stance on what happened, and
right,
private eyewitnesses have their stance, and everyone has their own stance on how an event in life happened, and this is a group of people just looking for some answers, just trying to get to the bottom of an objective stance on how did this happen.
I watched the Nova special, they showed the FEMA's report on how they described why the building was fouled, because of the way the building towers were designed. So but they never went into why the World Trade Center Building 7 had fallen. And what was found really interesting was the few witnesses that claimed that they'd seen explosions or heard explosions, they have died. And there's been several witnesses that claim that they've seen explosions have all died from suicide, self-inflicted gunshot wounds. I found that kind of odd, too. But the one thing that they never really address so much is Building 7. Anytime anybody brings that up, you never really hear anything about that. And also, they say that the size of the hole in Pentagon, there's no way that a Boeing 747 could fit inside that hole.
So here's what I suggest that you do, since you're kind of new into this thing, and it's been around for a decade now, this particular conspiracy theory. Then I would suggest that you've seen this Loose Change film, which is a very popular film in the conspiracy movement. Go ahead and look up Loose Change Guide on the Internet. I believe that's what it's called. It's been a while since I've been there, but Loose Change Guide. And it's essentially a step-by-step rebuttal of some of the claims that they make in Loose Change. And Loose Change, when you watch it, is a very well-produced documentary. It's very slick, and it makes you believe what they're saying. So while I agree with Derek that some people are just asking questions, a lot of the people in the conspiracy crowd, for lack of a better term, are people who believe they know what the truth is.
Right.
And they're purporting a particular theory of what the actual truth is. And there's a variety of them out there, everything from bombs in the buildings to alien death rays that were involved in like a hologram airplane or some crazy crap like that. So there's different levels of crazy involved in the conspiracy movement. But here's my concern. One, first of all, I don't believe any of the theories. I don't believe the government story on what happened, and I don't believe the conspiracy theory side, the various different theories as to what happened. And secondly, I think that it's all a great distraction from what really matters. And what really matters is not figuring out exactly who did what and who's responsible for doing what on that particular day in history. What really matters is what happened as a result. And this is one thing that everyone can agree on. See, if you're trying to convince somebody of, well, this is the truth about 9/11, then they're going to dig into their side and whatever their belief is, and that's the end of that story, and then you're just talking to a brick wall at that point. But you can usually get people to agree that maybe the destruction of civil liberties that has happened since 9/11 would be a bad thing, and that's certainly not popular today. The Patriot Act is not a very popular thing. These are things that happened as a result of 9/11, regardless of who the conspiring types were, or the conspiring folks were behind the scenes on that. So I think that if there is a conspiracy theory out there, it's a grand conspiracy theory to waste people's time with conspiracy theories. So, like, if the government keeps all these folks who otherwise could be doing productive activism and, like, going out and working into the future to create the future that we want to have for ourselves rather than focusing on the past, if the government can, dissuade people from focusing on the future and instead get them to focus doing hours and hours of research, because usually the conspiracy theorists will call in and they'll say, well, you don't know what you're talking about. I've done 500 hours of research on this.
Yeah, why don't you look into the IRS instead? With that amount of time, you could see the people who are being criminals every day of the year.
Well, even then, I mean, still, so doing research on the IRS usually ends up finding, like, some theory about how to avoid taxes legally, and then you end up going to prison.
You were talking about doing outreach and things that are more effective with your time. I mean, 9/11 happened. Whether or not it was the government, I wouldn't be surprised. Governments kill people all the time.
Sure.
It's not a new event. But, I mean, things like the IRS, they affect people on a daily basis. It's not like 2,000 people in the same building dying every day, but everyone's being robbed every second of every day.
Right. I want to focus on what comes next. I want to focus on finding more people and bringing them to the ideas of liberty.
Yeah,
and talking about the alleged truth behind 9/11 doesn't bring anyone to the ideas of liberty, in my opinion. Some people will claim that it was the conspiracy folks that led them into the liberty movement, and I don't doubt that. I know those people exist, and I know that's true. But for me, that's not my path. That's not the road I want to lead people down.
Right. It's really hard to believe that the government was responsible for murdering these people.
The governments have murdered people in the millions over, the 20th century alone. I think it was hundreds of millions.
That's not hard to believe.
But to believe that they, successfully orchestrated this particular very specific thing. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And how many people would have to stay quiet about it, and it's a very difficult thing to do. So I don't give the government that much credence. And that's the other problem I have with the conspiracy movement, is that they believe the government, which I see as this bumbling, oafish, stupid, incompetent organization, they believe it's very efficient. That, oh yeah, sure, they may look bumbling, but really, behind the scenes, they're actually, they've got it together and they can orchestrate all these conspiracies and they're trying to, you know, destroy 80% of the population. And the other danger, there's plenty of dangers about it, but one of the big dangers of the conspiracy movement is that it's a rabbit hole. So you start with 9/11 and this theory that it was the government that was actually behind it. And before you know it, you're down this rabbit hole where people are actually lizard aliens and there's crazy death rays that are coming in from a radio station in Alaska that's controlling people's minds. And before you know it, you are a nutcase.
Right. And I think you made a very valid point about the civil liberties, the result of what had happened. 9/11 is the fact that our civil liberties have been diminished to a certain degree, I'd have to say. Because
right, yeah.
That's something that really needs to be addressed. And
so focus on what we can do about that, you know, from here out, not so much what happened in the past. Look at the Kennedy assassination. All kinds of people are fascinated by this. Movies have been made. Documentaries have been made. Theories have been presented. And even somebody on their deathbed recently said, I think that it was the CIA or something like that that did it. But who cares?
Yeah,
it doesn't
matter.
What
can be done about that? It's better to focus on, you know, advancing civil liberties in our lifetime.
Well, thank you so much for taking my call.
Ian, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good question and always worth discussing because it is an attractive movement. I mean, because you feel like you know something, like you've learned something that other people don't know and that you want to let them know about this. But then you just end up looking like a crackpot and it's just no good. Not to say that liberty activists don't look like crackpots, too, to some extent. But, you know, at least we're not out there touting, some crazy lizard conspiracy.
Well, it's principled. It's something an individual can verify for his or herself.
Right, and the liberty movement and the liberty ideals have value into the future. I mean, we want to create a better world. We want to create a world based in peace and not coercing our neighbors and honoring our neighbors' choice.
Hear, hear.
So let's figure out how to do that. And I think one of those ways is to get people who love liberty together. So go to freestateproject.org and learn more about that. And go to Derek's website, fr33agents.com. See you later.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.